Welcome to the Mike Moore Show on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
I'm Performance Radio News Director Zach Nelson, along with Beetle County State's Attorney Mike Moore. And Mike, good to see you again.
Good to be here.
We have a special guest again, Mike.
We do, 2 months in a row.
2 months in a row. What are you doing to people? How much money are you putting out to get people to come in here and put themselves up to dealing with us for an hour?
I owe a lot of favors to a lot of different people, I tell you. But it's for the good of the people from here on. You know, they want to hear our show. Beetle County listeners want to hear what these other more important people than us want to have to say.
Absolutely. Now, this is, as we say every month, it is your show. We want this to be as interactive as possible. We will get to our listener question from last month next month.
We're going to do that.
I know it sounds like we're pushing it off. And like I said, we have a guest here today, and we want to get utilize their time as much as possible here as we get into the program. So we will discuss that here coming up, some questions about county zoning stuff. If you have a question, if you have a complaint, if you have a show idea, we want to hear about it. You can get a hold of me by emailing news@kokk.com or getting a hold of us on Twitter @PRNewsHuron or on Facebook at the Performance Radio News page. On Facebook, Mike?
Yeah, the State Attorney's Office has a Facebook page, on Twitter @BeetleCountySA, or email the office info@bcsa.us.
Now, the one thing that we will do before we get to our guest, who is Krista. Oh, man, I knew I was going to forget
Heron.
That.
Krista Heron Graber.
Okay. Well, yes. Krista, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
You see how hard it is for me to get guests to come. You can't even remember their names.
Generally, they're not hyphenated. Krista Heron Graber. Okay. Thank you very much, Krista. Now, you're with the South Dakota Network, correct?
Yes, South Dakota Network Against Family Violence and Sexual Assault.
All right. And what is your role in that capacity?
I am the executive director.
All right. Well, we thank you for your time, and we'll talk more about that here coming up in just a little bit. But, Mike, we want to get to we've put this off because we didn't do it last month when we had Jason Gloat on the program. We're trying to share unusual laws, generally from South Dakota, but if we can't get it from South Dakota, we go somewhere else. And I know, Krista, at lunch today, you were eagerly awaiting to hear this law. And so we're gonna have Mike share with us the unusual law of this month's program.
Well, and it's timely. You told me that you're heading to Alabama.
Alabama as we speak right now at a NASCAR race.
Okay, so you're in Alabama.
So to give us some reference, we're taping this on Tuesday of last week. It is Saturday today, and I took off this morning, left here on about 7 o'clock. And landed in Alabama, and I don't know, an hour ago.
Right.
So whatever three hours is from 7 o'clock, 10
so,
o'clock.
Right. So we know you're going to Alabama, so I just wanted you to be not prepared. Arrested down there.
Be prepared, and
this is specifically has to do with Sunday.
Okay.
So when you're there on Sunday,
for
just
the
be
race.
Careful what you're doing. So the law I found is...
Right. What is it?
Alabama, it's a real law. Basically... the gist of the law is you cannot play cards on Sunday in any capacity in Alabama. So if you're sitting around a NASCAR race before the race starts and you want to play a game of solitaire, you know, you want to play a game of bridge, go fish with your daughter, you're going to jail. You're getting arrested because you can't play cards in Alabama on Sundays.
Now, does that count? Because weather permitting, we're supposed to leave right after the race on Sunday. So if I want to play pitch in the airplane, I have to wait until we cross over the border into
wait till you get
Tennessee.
Out of Alabama airspace, get into Tennessee, and feel free to play cards on the plane. But if you are in Alabama, you cannot play cards.
It says here, Section A-12-1, certain acts prohibited on Sunday. That's it, or is there anything else?
There are some other things.
What else beyond cards? Did cards just stand out?
Well, there's also, the cards stood out to me, but you can't compel your child to do any work on Sunday. this is what the law says. You can't engage in shooting, hunting, gaming.
What if I'm hungry?
Card playing or racing on that day. So if they're racing on Sunday in Alabama, all those NASCAR drivers are going to jail. And I'm going to make a call and make sure that happens.
Dude, I don't think they make a patrol car that goes 200 miles an hour.
And you shall not be fined less than $10, no more than $100. So if you're playing cards, NASCAR drivers all have to pay the fine. Not less than 10, not more than 100. If you're racing, playing cards, hunting, shooting, doing, you force your child. Like, if you are there and you have your child, you're taking your 14-year-old right. daughter with you. If you make her, like, sweep or clean
the hotel
up,
room?
Yes.
I can't do that.
No. That's a $10
That's
fine.
That's ridiculous.
It's a $10 fine for
well,
you.
Well, that definitely fits the code of the unusual law of the month there.
Yes, so. It's, but I thought it was timely since you're heading to Alabama. I just wanted you to, I'm going to give this to you.
Right.
You take that with you and make sure that the people that you're traveling with also understand
well,
that
you,
there will
you,
be
you
no
card playing. You can't sell ice cream either.
You cannot sell ice cream.
Wow.
Yeah, there's, it goes on and on. I mean,
that's
it's
ridiculous.
It's quite long. And this is actually, this is one of those ones that, remember we talked about, I've gone to websites and they list these laws that aren't laws. This one is actually, is a law. It's on the books. I looked it up. It's legit, so be careful.
Krista, I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd like to go to Alabama. I've got two tickets to Alabama if anybody wants them.
Good luck. That's all I can say is good luck.
All right, very good. That, again, is our unique law of the month, I guess, here on the Mike Moore Show. So thank you very much with that. All right, Krista, let's get into the bulk here of our program as we've got a few minutes left here in this first segment. Let's just talk a little bit about how you got involved with what it is that you do.
Well, I went to undergraduate school, University of Sioux Falls, many years ago, and have a social work degree. And after college, looking for a job, my first job was at Children's Inn in Sioux Falls, and I started to, I was hired as a children's counselor working with abuse and neglect, neglected children, and also abuse victims that were also adults. I didn't know that I'd actually continue to do the work 29 years later, but yes, I have felt kind of a passion for it. It's been kind of a mission, and it's I've continued to work in the field of domestic violence, sexual assault, family violence.
What sort of changes have you seen from the time that you got involved, like you said, 29 years now, up to today?
When I started the work in the field, it was really considered the battered woman's movement. There's really been a huge understanding that we all need to work together to address family violence. And it isn't something that just happens to women. It also happens to men. And that it involves working together with law enforcement and prosecutors and many others to try to address this problem that we have in our society. It used to be really focused on kind of just a feminist problem, I guess, that some people felt like it was that. And that's not the case anymore. We're really in a position to all work together. So it's really a collaborative approach. And we know that it is a society that, or it's a problem that affects everyone in our society.
So, Chris, why don't you just tell us what the network's mission is?
Well, our mission is to promote victims' rights for a safer South Dakota. And we do so by working together across the state of South Dakota in a collaborative manner with many different partners and crisis shelters, crisis centers, counseling agencies, quite a few others. And we do that to prevent and to respond to incidents of family violence, sexual assault, child sexual abuse, domestic violence, many things that we don't necessarily like to talk about in our society, but happens to all of us in our communities.
And you're a membership organization?
We are.
And how many members do you have?
We have 43 members, but we have over 100 individual members. The 43 members are agencies specific, and then over 100 individual members. We also have multiple partners that we work with through different grant projects and other projects. So we are, we definitely are involved in all 66 counties in our state.
And what about Beadle County specifically? What's your footprint here? Who's members here?
Well, the YWCA would be a member, and they have a very specific family violence project program, as well as their supervised visitation center. And then the Jan Manolis Safe Center would be another program that we work with. Of course, we work with the Beadle County State's Attorney's Office and anyone else that would call and need assistance. I do believe that we've conducted law enforcement training before in Huron. It's been a while, but we've been in Huron for that purpose. And then, of course, we would work with the surrounding areas. And so any of the surrounding towns that would ask for assistance, we would be there to provide that.
You are listening to the Mike Moore Show here on Dakota Country 1210.
KOKK.
We will return with more after this.